Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Lumify. Don't you just love when someone looks at you and says, "What were you up to last night?" Well, no matter how late you were up the night before, Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops can help your eyes look more refreshed and awake. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute to help your eyes look brighter and whiter for up to 8 hours. No wonder it has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. You won't believe your eyes. You know you can trust them, though, because they're made by the eye care experts at Bausch and Lomb, and they're backed by 6 clinical studies. Eye doctors trust them, too. They're the number one recommended redness reliever eye drop. The one and only Lumify is an amazing drop that will have people saying, "Something's different about you," in the best way possible. So check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. That's LumifyEyes.com. Thank you so much, Lumify, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss the imploding Titanic submarine saga and how Mr. Beast was almost on board, Amazing Race casting the first drag queen duo, Ava Max getting the BB Rexa treatment, and the speculated casts of the next Drag Race All-Stars and All Winners seasons. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble. Hi, Corey.
Hola, amigo.
Oh my god, como se dice, woo!
I'm pretty sure it would just be a woo.
How are we on this beautiful Monday morning? It is the final week of June. Are you feeling prided out?
Yeah, I just celebrated Pride all weekend with the girls.
And what were the results?
I was thinking about it. How come no one's made a remix? That's all. Our squad is an awesome squad.
For Fortnite?
Sure. Or when your squad be doing things like
when your squad is awesome.
Or if you have a squatty potty, you could be all my squad is an awesome squad.
So when you said you had plenty to talk about today for the podcast,
first of all, you said you had a lot to talk about. I got
you know what?
Nothing.
You are right.
Would you want to know the most pressing thing on my mind?
What?
Last night, after our Pride Day festivities, we went back to a friend's house. We ordered takeout. Everyone was all, "What should we get? We want something easy. We don't want pizza. We've already had pizza this weekend." It took me a good 15 minutes to get everyone on board with Mexican. And we ordered from my favorite Mexican place. And they deliver the food, and guess what?
What?
They forgot my order.
Oh my gosh.
They had everybody's fucking food in the bag but mine.
You know what? That's borderline hate crime. That's kind of, it's the universe telling you, you know what? It's over for you.
Why do bad things happen to good people?
Karma. Actually, so karma has a kiss for you.
Imagine having a fun day out with friends for Pride. You're hungry because you haven't eaten since lunch.
This is simple. How many people were in the order?
I think 4 or 5.
Well, everyone can sacrifice 17% of their meal for you to have a full meal.
Well, here's the thing. I had already said, let's get some chips and guac for the table. And so they agreed. And then our one friend was all, "I'm not hungry." And we were like, "You're going to be hungry when it gets here." And he was all, "Okay, I guess put a steak quesadilla on that, but I'm probably not going to eat it." And in my head, I thought, I'm going to eat his steak quesadilla and my tacos. And bitch, Why? Well, why? Imagine thinking you're going to get your favorite tacos in the city for dinner and then it shows up and none for you.
You know what? I mourn this for you.
Thank you.
I sit and I ponder, how can we fix this? How can we change the world so that you can endure?
I could get tacos for lunch.
There you have it. And solution found.
I got that big brain.
You know what? If you are desperate for a meal, you could
eat it. Oh my God.
What?
Now I'm thinking about lunch.
Okay, well, great. Okay.
Crunch, crunch, lunch.
Speaking of crunch,
Silky
crunch.
Silky nutmeg ganache wants some tacos for lunch.
Speaking of crunch, crunch, did you know that if you are submerged deep in the ocean, the pressure.
I'm going to give you 1 minute to talk about this because I don't want to talk about it. And
okay, well then sit in silence because I've got a full page of notes, a full developing story.
Well, I'll go first.
Go.
My only note is if... does my voice sound sexy today?
It's sexy.
My only note is I wish if everyone was going to be tweeting about the same story for a week, if everyone was going to be talking about a submarine, why can't you all just pick one hashtag? There were 14 hashtags for me to mute, for me to get this story out of my life.
Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry you had to endure that.
Yeah, good things happen to... Wait, bad things happen to good people.
And bad things happen to bad people, too. Speaking of which, crunch, crunch.
I also have another note.
What?
I want to know who's footing the bill for this search and rescue.
That I would like to know because I saw an estimate that it was up to $6 million spent so far in the search. Okay, so let's just lay down what happened. There's a company, I don't know what it's called, that goes on little expeditions to go visit the ruins of the Titanic. They were on one of their little expeditions with, I think, five people on board. One of them was a billionaire with his son who he pressured to come on the trip. His son didn't want to go. Apparently the son said yes because it was Father's Day. And then three other guys, all of them very wealthy, millionaires, if not billionaire. So allegedly it cost, I think, $250,000. Did I make that up?
No, I saw that.
$250,000 to go on this trip, which for the average person sounds like a lot, but for a billionaire is like a coffee.
It's like getting tacos from the store.
We really don't have proportionality in mind of what the dent of money that is to a billionaire. Chump change. So first let's contemplate the frivolous spending involved. Secondly, you go in a sub with no windows, and it is this like little metal box that has a screen inside and a camera on the outside. So you're basically playing a video game to look at a screen in a sub at the thing that is outside of the metal box. They're not even looking through a window at the Titanic. They're looking at a screen in their metal box of what's outside the metal box. Like, why not just like...
Google it.
Why not watch Titanic? Hello.
I heard Titanic's coming to Netflix in July.
Yeah, just in time. And I heard Celine Dion's My Heart Will Go On is recharting this week.
I saw that tweet and I fact checked it and it said it was a lie.
Well,
maybe it will chart, but I saw a tweet that said it was number 12 and I was like, it wasn't. I'm on my Billboard stats.
What do you think happened to the sub? Because we have not confirmed, but they definitely, there was a countdown on all the news websites of they will run out of air in this many hours. And then some people were saying that it imploded. Some people said that
is there a dispute?
There was a conspiracy that, okay, say you want to, say you're a billionaire and you would like a new life with no record of the ending of your final life, like you can get away with disappearing, would you spend $250,000 to disappear so that you can reemerge as a new identity? These are the conspiracies. I think they're just dumb and they cut corners and they died.
I mean, I thought it was pretty agreed upon that it imploded at this point. I saw an interview from James Cameron, who was all, you know, director of Titanic.
Yeah, and he's done this trip 33 times.
Well, and what I've learned is there's a lot of these deep sea divers and they're all in a group chat. And James Cameron said that as of Monday last week, they all had heard the boom and that they were curious why resources were being
spent.
They
heard that boom, boom, pow, them
they
chickens.
They heard the boom, boom, pow. And James Cameron was all, we knew on Monday.
You know what's upsetting is if they all knew on Monday, if the government secretly observed the implosion sound and vibrations and knew while millions of dollars were being spent to like try to what rescue these people.
Well,
girl.
My mom said she also saw on conspiracy TikTok that this was a distraction, that Joe Biden was doing a distraction to detract from Hunter Biden's lawsuit.
Can you imagine? I just know I have family members that are in that wavelength.
That world. My mom doesn't believe it. She saw it come across Facebook from one of her delusional friends.
Honey, there are some lacks of brain cells going when.
But wait, here, I took a picture of a screenshot of this sign that I saw on TikTok.
Okay, go on. Of a sign.
I took a screenshot of a sign from a TikTok. It's a sign at Sleeping Bear Dunes. You're familiar, Michigan?
Oh,
great,
yes.
Great Lakes, great times. Anyways, it's like at the Sleeping Bear Dunes, and it's all. If you go down this hill and get stuck at the bottom when the lake levels are low, like it's cost you $3,000 to rescue you. A big old warning sign. Don't get stuck at the bottom. We will charge you $3,000 to rescue you. So excuse me, who's paying for this?
Well, hopefully the billionaire's estate.
It better be.
It better be. And it was in contrast, the entire experience was in contrast with refugees losing their lives on the same calendar week. And so it's like, we're not gonna, there's a lot, and y'all already know where we all stand in
you,
it.
You couldn't catch me getting in that submarine. It was bolted from the outside. Have you ever done that Disney Disney World? Which one's which?
Disney World's in Florida.
Disneyland. I never know which is which. Have you ever done the Disneyland ride where it's the little like submarine going around the little lagoon and you're underwater?
No, but I've always wanted to, but now I guess I don't.
I did it once and I felt so claustrophobic. I wanted it to end the entire time I was on it. I just saw a lot of discourse on Twitter, people being all, would you do this? I saw someone tweet, I wouldn't do that, but if I was given the option to go to space. And I was like, no, I wouldn't do either.
I think I would go to space, but like, I wouldn't go in like a handmade box out of like aluminium. Like for me, yeah, it's gotta have the gadgets and gizmos aplenty. Like, I'm not trying to die. Yeah, I'm not trying to. And there's videos of the dude that went, that's with the company of the sub, and he's like, yeah, I broke a lot of rules trying to make this trip happen. And it's like, well, everything checks out. That's why you're gonna die. Yes.
I don't know.
Were you following the billionaire's stepson?
Well, he went to a Blink-182 show, but I agree he should be able to.
I agree too. I was like, if my family was enduring some traumas, like ongoing live experiences, and I had Gaga tickets on the same evening, even if I knew they wouldn't want me to go, I would put out a statement saying they would want me to go.
I felt bad. He had to do a follow-up TikTok or video, like, apologizing and explaining himself. And I did watch that, and I felt bad. It was like...
Well, let's not feel too bad because he's been exposed. He's milkshake ducked himself before he was even likable. He exposed himself. There were tweets of him saying the N-word.
Oh, well, never
mind. He apparently was a known stalker of multiple women artists. Like, he has a tattoo of Alice in Wonderland, which is an EDM artist. And he got upset that she wouldn't meet him. And, like, he was her stalker. And
okay, I take it back.
Yeah. So, like, don't feel too bad.
You gave the example of, like, you would still go see Gaga, but, like, is there, like, a Gaga's your number one? Like, how low would you go on, like, a concert tier?
You're asking, would I see Bebe Rexha?
Yeah. Well, yes, somebody you would actually see.
I would love to see Bebe Rexha. What are you talking about? I would see Ava Max. Hey. Well, you know how Bebe Rexha got the phone?
We talked about it last week.
Did you see what happened to Ava Max?
Yeah, I scratched. But I saw tweets quote tweeting that dude, and it said exactly what you said last week, which is like, we will not stop until now we're watching all of our pop faves behind a 6-inch plexiglass screen.
Ava Max and the Pope Mobile, 2024. Protect our pop stars. I just, you know, the origin of the word stan, this is what we're talking about. Like, the Eminem stan. Version of stan. People throw around the word stan. You don't know stan until you've seen the music video and listened to the Dido collaboration. It's it's somebody who's writing a letter to Eminem saying he's killing his wife because Eminem killed his wife in a song and blah, blah, blah. And this is, if you're a stan, that's a bad thing.
Is stan fiction or nonfiction?
It's fiction.
How do
I
you
think,
know?
I hope.
You don't know what Eminem's fan mail was like in the early 2000s?
Well, this is an Ava Max stan. If you cross the line and you're harming, you go into stan territory, stanatory.
If you're feeling compelled to get on stage...
Apparently, he got on stage to give her his number. And I went to his Twitter page and his Instagram page, and it is nonstop Ava Max stan behavior. It's like...
Ava Max liked March 19th, 2004.
Yes. And apparently, there were posts of his mom posting about, like, how...
Yeah, I saw that.
Her future daughter-in-law, Ava Max, or something. Like, the mom is in on it, or something. Like, supporting this crazy behavior.
So, well, can't wait to see my faves behind a screen.
Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever, and so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them. Because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, you know who was almost on the Titanic sub?
Who?
Mr. Beast, do you even know who that is?
I've heard of this Mr. Beast. I know they're popular. I think I saw a tweet.
My
once
favorite
that was
story
all.
About Mr. Beast. go on.
Would you vote for me for president?
So he's this YouTuber who is, I think, like 23 or something. Young. He's young. And
YouTuber or Twitcher?
YouTuber. He's a YouTuber. Oh, and he does these like these huge videos of like recreating Squid Games in real life or curing a thousand people of blindness or
making
blah, blah, blah,
all
blah,
my
blah.
Family live in my neighborhood. Didn't you tell me a Mr. Beast story about
Oh
that?
Yeah, he made his Mr. Beast neighborhood. Anyway, so he tweeted, quote, "I was invited earlier this month to ride the Titanic submarine. I said no. Kind of scary that I could have been on it."
I feel like I saw a lot of people tweeting that.
Did you? Who else?
I think they asked us to do a Psychobabble episode live from it.
We would have said yes. Bon voyage, come
on
in.
Are you kidding? I just said I felt uncomfortable on the Disneyland submarine that was like in a glorified puddle.
Yeah, we probably wouldn't do it. There would be echo involved.
Oh my God. Yeah, how could we get the mics?
I don't know, Mama.
I would rethink our audio.
I saw people saying that, you know how like our generation always will remember like where we were when we saw the 9/11 news. This generation was like, I'll always remember. This is their 9/11.
Really?
So they'll remember. Yes, baby. Here's Mark Wahlberg was almost on the plane for 9/11.
Oh my God. Here's what I was thinking about, because then it was like everybody dragging these people because it was like rich people dying and everyone was making fun of them and piling on. And I thought, you remember Baby Jessica? Thank God Twitter didn't exist when Baby Jessica fell in the well. Can you imagine?
Okay. Is that
Twitter's?
A real thing, or is that a like a that you dog don't... who saves animals or babies from wells or something?
No, Baby Jessica fell in the well. You don't remember where you were when
is
baby...
this a riddle?
Baby Jessica. Yeah, first you search Baby Jessica, the first two things that populate are today and now.
You're thinking of, remember the balloon boy?
Here, I'll tell you. Okay, we
the boy in the balloon, and he was up in that balloon that they lost control of, and he was going toward the, like, Earth's atmosphere or whatever.
Well, here, let me tell you. You weren't alive because Baby Jessica fell into a well in her aunt's backyard in Texas in October of 1987. She was only 18 months. She spent 56 hours stuck in the well while rescuers... I remember watching this on TV.
Now, what year?
87.
Yeah, no, I was not alive yet.
And there she was in a well. They made it into a movie. Anyways, imagine if Twitter...
sounds like a boring movie.
You think Twitter would have had a field day with Baby Jessica? They would have been like, all right, who lets their child play in a well?
They be doing it. Those parents. Nowadays?
45 hours after Jessica fell into the well, they had to access it from a cross tunnel shaft, and during the drilling, rescuers could hear Jessica singing Winnie the Pooh.
Oh. Okay. I thought she was
So I guess my big news moments are Baby Jessica, 9/11, and now this submarine.
Baby Jessica, and you're at least 36 years late on the Baby Jessica news story on Psychobabble.
I definitely feel like we've discussed Baby Jessica before. We had Baby Jessica's Queen's Edition.
Certainly. Soitently. Hey, and not to leave the topic of 9/11, I had one more thing to share about 9/11. Did you see... Something was uncovered about the date of 9/11.
What?
The exact date of 9/11. Guess what also happened that day?
What? What's her name released her second album?
I know. That's what you're thinking.
Willa Ford.
No. Sister Pants, the Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants, the book, came out that day.
Really?
Something to think about.
Oh, God. I love Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants. What a feel-good movie.
Did you read the book?
No, I can't.
Oh, so you... Oh, so,
be bothered.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I mean, not that we were on the topic of 9/11, but I really fell into a rabbit hole reading about that woman who lied about being there the other day. I feel like you've talked about this a lot. This is a thing.
People love to associate themselves with worldwide traumas and tragedies.
That's what I said. I've seen 19 different people.
Mr. Beast.
That they were supposedly going to... I saw some guy was like,
I was supposed to be on that.
I was daily vlogging on Ocean Gate. It's unsinkable.
Well, unstinkable? I just know that sub stunk. One fart in the trip is rotten. So what are five guys going to be up to in that little sub?
There was a toilet.
The toilet was like a box.
Yes. Like you've never shit in a box.
I don't think I have.
How long was the trip supposed to take? Do you know?
No, I do not know, but I think the most hours that I saw on the countdown on news networks that were like 36 hours left of their air supply.
Well,
I remember
that,
36
but I mean,
was a number.
Was it just supposed to be a like down and back, like a afternoon jaunt?
I don't know. Mm. I don't know.
Speaking of things you don't know.
What? What?
Do you know what Cookie Monster's real name is?
Coquina? Coquiana Monster.
Cocaine Monster?
That's what they call you.
No.
What was his real name? Charles.
Sid.
Okay, with an S or a C?
S. That's what I learned over the weekend. Cookie Monster's real name is Sid.
All right.
Wow, you nothing to yes and to that.
All right. Hey. You know the doors that we've opened?
For whom? Oh, well, I mean, yes, I do.
Yes, you do.
In fact, I do know the doors we've opened.
So this week there was a big announcement of a quote-unquote first... Which I'd like to take it up with management about if it's truly a first, we'll see. The first, this is just like when Orion's story said she was the first Michigan drag queen on Drag Race, and I had to say, you know what, short change was in that room
a little bit before you.
Well, Amazing Race Canada has cast the very first drag queen duo. And I would like us to roll back the tapes to season 28 finale.
You know what I would like us to roll back?
Hmm.
That beautiful bean footage.
Oh, well. So, finally.
Someone's gotta.
Yeah, well, congratulations to whom? Who is the duo?
You think I know their names?
I asked you one thing to have ready and prepared.
Jermaine and Justin, close friends and drag sisters, motivated by their desire to be inspirational representatives of the LGBTQ2S+ community is what their bio says.
Okay. Okay, work. Wait, what are their drag names?
Anastasia, Anakwawe.
Okay. I remember her from Canada's Drag Race.
Don't quote me on that.
I won't.
And Kamora Amor. Wait, wasn't Kamora the one that was really awkward during her lip sync when she got eliminated?
I don't know.
And the judges literally said, girl, what was that?
I don't know. So they're going on Drag Race, and I would imagine they're not going to be in drag. Maybe
no, they're going
for
the Amazing Race.
They're going on the Amazing Race. They've left Drag Race. They're going on Amazing Race. If they don't at some point do some type of drag expression, I would be bummed. Like, at least bring a fun, you know, pussycat wig or something. We packed wigs.
Well, now that I'm thinking about it. Josh Kilmer Purcell was on The Amazing Race, and he was a drag queen, but he also didn't wear wigs on the race like we did.
Yeah, well, not many can, not many will, and not many have the chutzpah. Yeah. Not many should.
Not many.
I thought you said not many Judd. Not many Judds.
Not many have the head and face for it like we. So what do you think? First out, second out,
third eliminated. And I don't care. Canada's drag race. Where are you going? Saskatchewan.
You know Canada's amazing race.
Oh, sorry. Oh. Canada's amazing. Amazing race. Canada. They stay in. If you don't got. If you don't leave Canada, you don't gotta. If you stay in Canada, you don't gotta leave Canada. They don't leave Canada for Amazing
Race
Canada.
They do. They usually. I've watched like two seasons of it, and like once a season they'll go to like Puerto Rico or, somewhere nearby. I truly wonder the furthest they've went from Canada, but usually it's like
I mean there's nothing wrong with that. I actually feel like there is something worth watching about an Amazing Race America that stays in America, and I know they did that for
the family,
the family season, though. Like, imagine Amazing Race Family Edition, traveling with your children for Amazing Race. I would drop them off.
Have you
anywhere.
Ever watched that season?
No, and I would never want to.
It's so bad because they cast like families with like tweens, and then it's like up against like four siblings that are all like in their mid to early 20s against like a mom and three 11-year-olds.
Well,
what? Who cast this?
Family loving, brand friendly CBS and what?
I mean, just imagine how much easier it would be, though, to like ask for directions if you stayed in a country that spoke your native language the entire
That's
time.
That's true. And like,
That's true.
And
That's
you understand true. Like highways and stuff and blah, blah, blah.
And the byways, you know. Have you ever been on a byway?
Byway.
What are highways? You know, people are all highways and byways.
I don't know what you're even saying, really.
You've never heard about a highway and a byway?
Not quite.
Well,
I honestly don't know.
A byway is a little traveled side road. There. Glad we cleared that up.
Okay.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Hey, did you see the room? Are we allowed to talk about Drag Race yet? I think
we've
got 2 minutes until 30 minutes, so let's just dive in.
Yes.
There is an all winners two theory going around. Did you see this?
No.
Alaska has unfollowed 9 other RuPaul's Drag Race winners despite following other queens from those seasons. Would you like to know who they are?
Yes.
Alaska has unfollowed Bianca, Aquaria, Crystal Versace, Lawrence Cheney, Danny Beard, Carmen Farala from España, Envy Peru from Holland, Kitamine from Down Under, Blue Hydrangea. Could this be a wink hint from Alaska of a season that is to come?
If you think I'm going to watch Blue Hydrangea on All Winners 2,
Then you're right, because what else are you up to, bitch?
Yeah, I'll watch it. You're right.
Exactly. Don't even. I mean, I would. Did you see the rumored cast list for the next All-Stars, All-Stars 9?
No. Read that to me.
Well, let me find it. You talk.
Well, okay. Well, I thought you wanted to talk about the U.S. All-Stars that's currently airing. But all I really have to say about that is that I'm still Team Jimbo, and that I discovered last week that there's somehow 4 more episodes of this season left, which I don't understand how that's possible.
There's no way. You've made that number up, aren't you?
No. You know I have my TV show tracker app, and every time I talk about that, people ask me what it is, so I'll actually finally say it. It's just called TV Club. It's just an app. I'm pretty sure it was free. But it says, do you want to know? It doesn't say spoilers, but it says what the episodes are that are coming. Are you curious?
Yeah.
I too am curious, Jack. Okay, wait, what am I looking for? Drag Race All Stars. There it is. It says still to come this season. It says next week is the Carson Kressley roast. The week after that is makeovers.
Oh.
Then they have an entire episode dedicated to the Fame Games where the eliminated queens come back. And then on July 21st, it's the grand finale.
We've got a lot ahead of us.
So I'm like, if they're doing the roast and then they're doing makeovers, what's happening? Is someone not getting eliminated?
I don't know.
I mean, only okay with that if it's Rue saving Jimbo.
This is kind of a bummer, though, because, like, we exist in a Heidi-less world, but I guess they saved somebody that week and didn't send somebody home, so it's not like we're out of sync with what should be going on, numbers-wise.
Oh, true.
I don't know.
Okay, did you find the rumors?
I did. So this is a rumored cast for All-Stars 9, and, like, who knows? This is written on a notes app, and it's a screenshot I've seen spreading around, so, like, who knows? But this says Asia O'Hara, April Carrion, Georges, Jaden Dior Fierce, Denali, Crystal Method, Peppermint, Plastique Tiara, Dita Ritz, Gigi Good, Tatiana, and Chanel. So, like, maybe it's somebody's dream cast. Like, do we know? I wonder how much of it is, like, people actually following who has canceled gigs. Like, people have done that in the past on Reddit to keep track of who might be on an upcoming season.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I would be here for it.
Yeah. If Peppermint's on it, she would be a contender. And then it would be an every finalist of season 9 crowned as a winner.
Vote her out.
Is that 9 or 8 or I think 10 or what was that? Peppermint
season? 9.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds good. I would like it. Where's Dita Ritz for Lip Sync Assassin? No disrespect to the lip stink assassins that have been on this season.
Baby,
they are using that term fast and loose, honey.
I'm sorry, but I don't think you can be a lip sync assassin with a 50% win ratio.
I don't think you can be a lip sync assassin even if you've won a lip sync, but you've only lip synced once. Like, where's the... You have to be legendary on your season for eliminating queens. You have to be somebody people are afraid of to go up against.
When I saw...
Not somebody who has a role in the Drag Race cinematic universe that they need to promote.
When I saw that French queen, whose name I cannot even remember in this moment, can you?
Rutabaga?
Who was the lipstick assassin?
Rutabaga.
No. Nikki Doll.
Yes. She's a judge or a host of France?
She's the judge. When I saw the curtain come up, I said, who is that? I said, who is that?
And I was awkward, watching though, with sometimes friends. I am like, who is that?
That was the first lipstick assassin reveal that I've ever said, who is that?
You knew who Chanel was?
Yes. I saw Chanel perform in Vegas, baby.
I'm just saying, I don't know if I can remember. When Chanel came out, I don't know if I recognized her face. No offense to her, but it's just
okay.
Like she was not.
Well, my memory compared to your memory.
That's tea, mama.
And for me to say I didn't remember?
Mm.
All right.
Well, yeah. In general, it's kind of like I do want to finish a season before I start thinking in dream casting and making assumptions about any future seasons, as we've already revealed to speculated casts right now.
That's fair.
I am enjoying how this season is panning out, I guess. Like, I think I'm really falling in love with Jessica Wilde. I love her getting her flowers right now, and I love her succeeding. I am enjoying Candy Muse. I was enjoying La La Ree. I am perplexed by Alexis Michelle. Like, very weird behavior from her, but maybe I'm just... Maybe we can't judge unless we're in the experience, so who knows. But.
I saw a note from Trinity that was the only thing that made a little sense to me in regards to Alexis voting out Lala over Candy, and it said, sometimes when you're the lip sync assassin, if you get wind of how everybody else is voting, you want to pull the lipstick to the same so that if the assassin wins and you don't make an enemy when you then have to reveal that you voted for somebody else.
I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah, that made sense in my head too. And I was like, okay, Trinity, thank you for clarifying that. But I still thought it was the wrong decision, and I was still sad because I like Lala so much.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it felt like it was Jimbo's win anyway, and it was interesting that they gave the win to somebody else. I have found that a lot of this season has felt like, okay, it was should have been Jimbo's, but other people have to win some episodes, and this was one of those episodes, so.
I really don't think so. I am not an Alexis Michelle fan.
I thought her look was good, but...
I thought her look was incredible. I thought that dress was
But Jimbo's look, can we just... Like, Jimbo's was just on another level. Because what is the point? What was the point of view of
face was another level,
Alexis's?
But I didn't love the pink overlay thing, and the way it bunched around her tits bothered me.
And now you said it.
I thought the thing that pissed me off most of the episode is Rue comes out into the workroom. She's explaining that it's a design challenge. Everyone else is sitting there shaking in their boots. Jimbo is visibly excited, like, clapping and like looking at the other girls and being like, oh my god, we get to make stuff. And then they had to push this narrative to try to make us think that Jimbo wasn't going to finish her look in time. You know what I mean? That whole montage of them being like, oh, she wastes time. Oh, she talks to the other people. Jimbo wants to win so badly. She came so prepared to the show. She's never going to shoot herself in the foot by dicking around. She knew exactly how much time it would take her to make that look. So I just thought it was funny that they were trying to mislead us and be like, will she get it done in time? Will she be able to pull this off? As if she wasn't definitely going to be in the top no matter what.
Yeah, I mean, I was not about to be convinced, but you know.
I wasn't either. I was like, keep pushing these confessionals.
Did you watch Pit Stop with Valentina?
I didn't, but I saw
you
that
should. It
she was
great.
On it.
Valentina was a great guest. I really am loving Pit Stop. Like, I had never really got into it for previous seasons, which I think was a...
It's Bianca this season again?
Yeah, and it's pretty good. And though there was an episode that was kind of like, and then in a future episode, Bianca goes, ooh, sorry about that episode. You know the one. And she says, and she name drops which queen it was. I was like, ugh.
Can you at least tell me?
I'll tell you.
Tell me.
I'll tell you.
Today, Junior.
Honestly, I don't remember. Oh.
What? Why? I know what you're saying, but I don't know why you're not saying it out loud.
I guess the people know. It was an episode with Cornbread, and then later Bianca goes, sorry about that episode with Cornbread.
Okay, well, now I'm definitely going to go watch the episode with Cornbread.
Well, okay. Yes. and. Oh, I'm so sad about Queen of the Universe. Sorry, last thing.
What?
It got canceled.
In the middle of its airing?
They were doing week-to-week episodes, and then suddenly they dropped the entire rest of the season, like five episodes, and then the very next day it was announced that it was canceled and being removed from Paramount Plus, so we've been scrambling to finish it.
Whoa.
And it was a bummer because, well, this is going to have spoilers. If you don't want to know Queen of the Universe spoilers, I'm going to start spoiling. So blah, blah, blah. The season was kind of like my front runner got sick and had to leave the competition. And then my second front runner got eliminated because she was in the bottom two against somebody else that also shouldn't have been in the bottom two. And then the person who I thought was like my, okay, well, number three top person didn't even win the entire season. So I was like, oh my goodness gracious. The winner did the absolute best. Her best episode was the finale. So like her two songs were the best of the night and her looks were the best of the night and her vibe was the best of the night and her guests in the audience were really compelling. We cried when we watched the episode at her part with her family in the audience. It was really beautiful. But I was like, damn, this sucks. Like everything kind of fell apart for season two of Queen of the Universe. And now it got canceled and but I saw that WoW Presents is putting it on WoW Presents if you want to watch. So,
well, you know, I watched the first season and didn't love it.
Well, then you wouldn't like the second season. I'll just say that.
I said, as somebody who watches American Idol, I just don't think any of these people are singers.
That's fine. Well, I think some of them are, and I thought the winner of season one was incredible. And yeah, I just you know what I would really love is any queen that's been on Queen of the Universe, they are in the same cinematic universe as the RuPaul's Drag Race franchise. Let them compete on a Versus the World. Let's get them in here.
I agree. I would watch that.
Spice it up. Let's go.
Put them on All Stars 12.
Sure. Okay, that is all of my talking points except for two things.
Well, save it for next week.
You don't want to talk about Mark Zuckerberg versus Elon Musk?
I don't.
Cage fight? We'll save it for when it happens. Okay. Corey, where can people find you?
Oh, shit. You can find me. You can find me sending an email to DoorDash for forgetting my tacos.
Oh, my God. Get over it.
I'll never get over it. Hey. All right. I guess that's everything from all of us.
All right. Bye.
Where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitch. Hey, I started doing Sundays now. And so I do Sunday morning, Tuesday morning, Wednesday afternoon, and Friday afternoon.
Are you saying Saturday fun day?
Sunday fun day.
Saturday.
I was like, you know what? I do a lot of weekday streams. There are people that have 9 to 5s. So like now I've added a weekend stream and I took out a weekday stream.
There's no such thing as a 9 to 5.
Nobody people works. Are doing it.
Nobody
people
works those hours it. Anymore.
People are. If you have a 9 to 5 out there, hey, I like your shirt.
Thank you. Can you read it?
It says chaos. Is that a Chaos Hump Day shirt?
Oh my god. No.
It's a crop top.
Oh, word.
I cropped it for myself.
Okay.
Gotta go.
Bye.